This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. President Obama paid a visit to the Triangle today. He stopped by a local manufacturing business before heading over to NC State to make a major announcement. Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones was at the event. Jessica, what can you tell us about the announcement?
Well, it's a very big announcement for the Triangle. The president announced that NC State is going to be the center of a $140 million consortium that brings companies and universities together to make and design products. And he said that two more will be announced in the coming weeks, but the first one is going to be in the Triangle. And there's a lot of money that's going to go into this. The U.S. Department of Energy is expected to provide $70 million to it, and then it's going to be matched by at least $70 million in non-federal money. So this is going to be a really big center.
That's very exciting for the area, obviously. What's the ultimate goal of the initiative?
The president talked in a larger sense about how ventures like this can act as magnets for the good high-tech manufacturing jobs that a growing middle class requires. And over the last year, the White House has really emphasized about how there needs to be more of a larger effort to create more middle class jobs and create more stability for families. And so the president also emphasized that this kind of a center would help with job growth. It would help people get jobs in order to support their families. He talked about that.
Did the president, Jessica, give a sense as to why the Raleigh-Durham area was picked for the initiative?
The president specifically singled out NC State by pointing out that it has one of the largest undergraduate engineering programs in the entire country. And he mentioned that big companies like Cisco and IBM come to the school when they want to hire people, and they specifically love to recruit those engineering graduates. And then he also mentioned the school's Centennial Campus, and that is a research campus that already brings together companies and houses four of the school's colleges, including textiles and engineering and veterinary medicine, my personal favorite. But the point is that NC State has already been working on that kind of collaboration that the president is talking about.
What about the crowd? I understand the president's had some poll troubles lately. His popularity has been slipping. How did locals react to today's speech?
This was a very friendly crowd of about 2,000 people in the tennis complex on NC State's campus. There were tons of students, and there were no protesters at that particular venue inside holding up any kind of signs. There were no hecklers. In fact, actually once or twice, I think somebody called out, "Go NC State," but that was about it. And there was a seating area actually on the side that was like the who's who of Democrats in the state. Everybody was there, from former Governor Jim Hunt to Durham Mayor Bill Bell, Senator Josh Stein, Representative Greer Martin, Secretary of State Elaine Marshall. I mean, you name it, those people were there. So he was preaching to the converted. But I will say Governor McCrory was there as well, and the governor's office sent out a press release a little while ago indicating support for this initiative. So it seems to have been well received.
But not in attendance, Senator Kay Hagan, and I understand that's made news.
The state Republicans here in North Carolina have emphasized the fact that Senator Kay Hagan was not planning on going, but Hagan herself has said it was because she needed to be in session today, and the president gave her a pretty nice shout out in his speech. He said that she couldn't be here, but that he wanted to thank her publicly for the great work she's doing. So I think he was trying to smooth that over a little bit.
And Jessica, you mentioned middle class job creation. Going forward, what will this new high-tech partnership mean for the area?
Well, I think it's a kind of collaboration that will foster more research. But, you know, honestly, going back to jobs, it's estimated that it will bring in more jobs, which is always a favorite topic of politicians. And certainly the president is no exception. And Senator Kay Hagan, as a matter of fact, has said that the project will create or sustain 1,000 jobs in the first 5 years. But I think the idea is that if there's innovation, if there's creation, if there are products and manufacturing ideas that are created to help businesses grow and hire more people, what they're thinking is that this kind of a center would help create more jobs and foster the kind of growth that's needed for those jobs to reverberate through the economy.
All right. Thanks so much, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Jessica Jones reporting on the president's visit today, WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief.